It is a rare skill to be able to capture music on the page. Our book reviewer, David Kippen, says few writers can do it as well as Greil Marcus. And David says that Marcus's latest book about a classic song could become a classic itself.
Dedications don't come much more heartfelt than the one Greil Marcus pins onto his plaintive, at times reheated, but ultimately bracing new book, Like a Rolling Stone, Bob Dylan at the Crossroads. There, on an otherwise blank page, Marcus plants his flag. The book is dedicated to the radio. So strong is Marcus's connection to radio's siren signal that this gesture reads like an exhortation, a call to arms, to the barricades, to the Batmobile, to the radio. The medium of radio, and it is a medium, a spirit lamp-lit seance wiring us into an unseen world, first transported Marcus in the 1950s, when he was still a snot-nosed kid growing up in Menlo Park, California. He's been reporting back to us ever since, in such waypointing works of criticism as Lipstick Traces, Dead Elvis, The Old Weird America, and the one where it all began, Mystery Train. For better or worse, Marcus is still the song we can't get out of our heads. The song Marcus can't get out of his head is Like a Rolling Stone. On one level, it's a sketch of a well-bred young woman who's gotten some unspecified comeuppance, leaving her with no direction home like a complete unknown. But beyond that, it's the story of a question, the question Miss Lonely never thought to ask of someone until the singer of the song hurled it at her. How does it feel? Beyond that lie depths only a critic as knowledgeable and gifted as Marcus can plumb. He traces Like a Rolling Stone to its headwaters in the great Muddy Waters 1950 blues number Rolling Stone, and he winds up pursuing the song into an ever-widening delta of what it might mean now. The book is a remarkable performance, shot through with shafts of poetry and pure illumination. Marcus has his tics, as anybody would who's been writing about the same subject for as long as he has. There are the long cadences, the profligate semicolons and parentheticals, the dash-bracketed clauses until every other sentence comes at you with a chicken bone stuck in its throat. Half of you just wants to say, even Dylan and Whitman at their wordiest let you catch your breath. But none of this detracts too much from the new book's signal achievement, letting us hear Like a Rolling Stone with fresh ears, as if it were 1965 all over again. Today, 100-channel radios can be set to chirp a reminder every time a Dylan song bounces off a satellite and into your dashboard. Great as such hardware is, listening to Marcus improvise in Like a Rolling Stone offers pleasures just as profound.
The book is Like a Rolling Stone, Bob Dylan at the Crossroads by Greil Marcus. David Kippen is the book critic for the San Francisco Chronicle and for David. Day to Day is produced by Chip Grabo. The senior editor is John Buckley. The senior producer is Steve Proffitt. The production staff includes Claire Robbins, Jennifer Giles, Christopher Johnson, Jeff Rogers, Nova Sappho, and Neil Carruth. Also Catherine Fox in Rome. Our intern is Stephen Hoffman. The editor is Martha Little, Alicia Montgomery, Slate's Andy Bowers. Our director is Shireen Miraji, with the engineers Sean Corey Campbell and Patrick Murray. The executive producer of Day to Day is Leith Bishop. Day to Day is a production of NPR News and Slate.com. I'm Noah Adams. With a mystery train.